Shama, the first long sound, Chesed, the quality of Abraham. Shavarim, Teruah, the sighing and the sobbing. The sighing is three times, and the sobbing is it's Pachad, expresses awe and fear, Midat Yitzchak, Tekiah Batra, Emet. The last one is the truth, because it's a combination really of Chesed with Gevura. Geide Shevarim Teruah Shubhinat Pachad, Midat Yitzchak, Zema Sheomru Chazal, O Genuche. Genuche means the sighing, or Yilula, the sobbing. Two types of crying. This is the quality of awe in front of the divine judgment, as explained in the prophet. Prophet Amos says, if the shofar is sounded, will it not bring trembling to those people? And yesterday I explained that at Matan Torah there was the Kol HaShofar Vashem combined with the thunder, lightning, and the Esh and HaKibshan, the smoke of the crematoria. That's the combination of all the troubles of Sinai, product of Sinai, hatred that has come upon Am Yisrael, because we do not listen enough to call shofar. Says, "Vahi kol shofar ulech v'chazek mo'od," became stronger and stronger. It's also called gadol v'lo yasaf. It says the kol shofar. If you look carefully, the passage of the Chumash, it never stops. So there is a kol shofar from heaven going on all the time. I think we can connect this with what the sages say, that the bat kol, which goes out from Har Horeb. And it's, what does the bat kol say? That shame upon all human beings who don't take notice of the Torah. In other words, the echo of Mamet HaSinai goes on until today.
Which pasuk is it?
Huh?
I don't find the pasuk in the Bible.
Which one?
Which pasuk?
Pasuk of Matan Torah?
Well, because you said Kuf Samet Het, no?
No, Kuf Samet Het is in the text we're using. You have a paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuf Samet Het. So now we continue. Ovi Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Ita, Yishkia Tashufam Akevet, Bamirat Bechat Malkiot Vizichrono. That the blowing of the shofar, which is the obligation, is the one connected with the three types of prayer which we include in Musaf. Maybe if David, if Daniel, if it's Masha, Talon Levin, we are going to tagem lecha. In Musaf, we do the saying of Malchut, Zichrot, and Shofarot. Why is it that the main blowing of the shofar is the one that's divided up amongst the three types of prayers which you say in Musaf? That's the main Tikkat Shofar. You know, there are 10 pesukim we say which describe the kingship of Hashem. 10 pesukim which describe the providence of Hashem and how He knows everything, records everything. And 10 pesukim which describe the shofar. So the Gemara says, we learned it, the purpose of the Malchiot is to teach Am Yisrael to accept Hashem as King. The purpose of Ronal is to teach Am Yisrael to be aware that Hashem is not just an abstract mind of the universe, but is someone who's concerned with whatever person does, and it gives reward and punishment. That's the Chronot. And then the other 10, they all have to do with the shofar. So the Gemara says, Ovameh b'shofar. That means also the concept of the kingship of Hashem, that He exists, He's the master of the world, the mind of the universe, and also Zichronot, that He cares for everyone and has close providence and gives reward and punishment to each person. He gives to each person his task and his talents to use them in his service. You can reach that all through the shofar. And the shofar is there to rouse us. So the shofar, as you can see, the depth of the shofar is the depth of the human conscience. The human conscience reminds us that Hashem, who is the source of ourselves and everything we have, including our thoughts, that He is also the one who gives us an awareness of what is virtue, that we hold to serve Hashem, which is the conscience. And as we explained yesterday, Magen Avraham, because the power of Chesed is closely connected with Hashem's kingship. Hashem is a king, but the Melech Shel Chesed is a king who is filled also with compassion. He judges us with compassion. And therefore, how do we link up with Him? But also us having compassion. So now we'll take Geda Tzkiyah Roshona. What is the deep understanding of the first blowing of the shofar? So he says the first blowing is the Chesed, is Midrash Avraham, Kabbalat Malkuto, Yitbarach Haboa Mishorash HaChesed. This comes to accept Hashem's kingship, which comes from the root concept and quality of loving kindness. How do you explain this? Chazal Amru Hamave Amidotav Ma'avirin Lo Akol Pusha'av. He who is willing to give up any insult or hurt to his own qualities, his own self, then he's forgiven also for his sins. So Yesh Ma'avir Mirutav Yurehu Mechazak Mirutav. It's unto the person. He says, if someone insults me, I'm not going to insult him back because I'm afraid of him. Because he's stronger than I am. He insulted me. So I'm not going to go against him. And sometimes a person is insulted by a person may be working and his employer insults him. A person may be a student and his Rebbe insults him. And a child may be insulted, but doesn't do anything back because he's afraid of his father or mother. He says, that alya b'kotzpa, that fat meat, alya is really the fat tail of a lamb, which is considered the most delicate meat, but some is a kotzpa, some is a thorn inside. So you think you have a very good meal, but then you break your teeth on the bone.
Is it kosher?
Yes, kosher. Yes, kosher.
But it's supposed to be offered upon the Mizbeach?
Yes.
Like challah, chelev.
Is alya chelev? Yeah.
The chelev you can't eat, the ram style is okay. You can't eat.
It's an idiomatic expression. Alya b'kotzpa. She'en mo'er etz zu, elu kein meis atzim kishirayim. But that only helps if you do it out of fear, then it only helps because he makes nothing of himself. He suppresses his ego. It spreads his ego, but he does it out of fear. So inside he still feels his ego. In fact, this is what you call inferiority complex also. If you get in that way, they feel very bad about it, but they enter into themselves. They don't react to insults. Perhaps sometimes they don't even react if somebody punishes them. They feel inside very depressed, and it does harm to them. But the way the sages describe it is someone who doesn't care about himself, because it comes to the root of loving kindness. Now, it's true. We say at the end of the tefillah, we say, Nafsheinu, nafshi ke'afala kol tiye. Let my nefesh, my personality, be like dust of the earth for everyone and everything. U'mushahu, and he's very happy if others treat him like dust. Imachirim yasu bukachevtzam. Because he says, generally speaking, naturally I would be very proud of myself, and therefore it's good if people treat me like dust. So the sages say, those who are insulted and they don't insult back, those who they don't mind being insulted, being hurt, and they want to do it out of the love of Hashem, so they are Ketzet Hashem Ishbukvato, they're very strong. They overcome their egoism, and they're pleased to have opportunities to overcome it. Especially find them, there are many, like it's well known, that's Rav Steinemann. There have been many instances because of, you know who Rav Steinemann is? Everyone here knows who he is? Daniel, you know Rav Steinemann?
No,
what? Ata makir et Rav Steinemann? Hayita etzlo? Hayita etzlo?
No.
I think next week I might be going to see him.
If
anyone come, I've got to go to Bnei Barak for a wedding, someone related to me, so to go. So I have to go, generally when I go to Bnei Barak, I try to see Rav Steinemann.
And Rabbi Kanievsky too?
Kanievsky is more difficult. I'll try also. For that, it's not so simple. Steinemann's easier. It's got like an open door. Kanievsky will make appointments and so on. And there's a long queue, and you've got to get to. I can't have time to stand in the queue. But I'll try. Anyway, these are two great people. You mentioned two great people whom everybody should try to see. But to get a brocha. Even Rabbi Yashin used to tell me that if you see a brocha, go to son-in-law Rav Kanievsky, who was called a brocha. And Rav Steinemann is from him we can learn a great deal. You know, he lives so simply. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. You understand me, Rav Steinemann? Very big Talmud Chacham. He lives extremely simply. So much so, he's got broken furniture. He doesn't clean up his place. When people say, you know, why do you put in more money to be able to offer to renovate his kitchen, renovate his small study? He says, no, I've got to renovate myself. He says, it's more important. So he works on himself. And because of the political situation in Eretz Israel, so there have been times when he's been very, very much insulted. It just doesn't take notice, he says. You know, he refuses each time when he's insulted, they should put up posters and so on. He says, no, no, please don't. He doesn't care about insults. It's very, his whole behavior is so to simplifying himself it's a model which many of us can learn. Was not the right way for everybody. One has to know which madrega one is on. So according to it, I don't think he can behave differently, sort of become part of its pattern. More so than most any other god. You don't find that when there was a called a toiro, call it this, you know. So, but still, in life, we often come across situations where we are at loggerheads with other people. Especially Titus, it says in the book of Kohelet, it says that in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yachatzad, there isn't a saint in the world who will do good and not sin. Isn't such a thing? So this is the explanation of Chovot HaRevavot. He says, yes, there are tzaddikim who don't do anything. You know, they're not active in society. They keep to themselves and they just learn. They don't do much wrong. But if you find a tzaddik, if he does asher yaseh tov, he does a lot of good, then he's bound to get situations where he will make mistakes. He does so much good, he makes mistakes. You see, Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik who did a lot of good. He dedicated himself to chesed. But there was a situation, first of all, that he wanted to have proof that he was going to inherit the land, was going to have children, but didn't have children. But in the end, he expressed his emunah. And then with regard to Sarah, so there was an instance where he looked at things differently to Sarah Imenu. And Hashem said, you're making a mistake. Sarah Imenu is right and you're wrong. So you can make a mistake. So this is to be a tzaddik to others, not so simple. But if you're Mabar Milotav, it's to accept the Malkut of Hashem as being Chesed, Ki Chevtzo Shel Zeh Adam Liot Noten V'lo Notel. The desire of such a person, he wants to be giver, not to receiver. It Chafenu, this will push him Levatel Rutzono Mipnei Rutzon Hashem, to nullify his will in front of the will of Hashem, Hameitiv Lo Le'Ensof, who gives him constantly. It's like this Hashem's name even. Really Hashem's name, however we don't even pronounce it. But what does it mean? It comes to the root to exist. And it means he is the one who gives existence. Hashem is the source of all existence. He gives all the time. He gives to the world, he gives to each one of us. He gives us power of thinking, he gives us our body, he gives everything. So Hashem, that's why the name of Hashem, which you don't even pronounce, because it's so far above the human limitations, but it expresses his eternal and infinite loving kindness. And therefore a person Yira Hashem means he was Hashem, that he follows the way of Hashem. And also gives himself up. So therefore, this is, in fact, it's become quite famous in present-day Musa thought, that a person has got to learn to become a giver instead of a taker, a noten instead of a notel, a care. In life, most of us are takers. And even when we give, let's suppose give to charity. He says, I'm just going to give it, I'm giving it to charity. But why are you giving it? I'm giving it to charity so that people will appreciate me. And if I'm not going to give it to charity, people won't appreciate me. So I give here and there what I can. And especially if I give a large amount and I'm going to get some proper appreciation for it. Might he be given a plaque? No, or might work. So then, I'm really taking. I'm giving in order to take. Now, somebody's first got to take in order to give. First, for example, if he's going to say, well, since there's so many starving people, I better give away all my food to others. Yeah, but I want to be a giver, so I'll starve. You know, but, well, then you're not a true giver. A giver is somebody who knows he's got to have enough help to be able to give. So a person can take in order to give when he's supposed to. Yeah, but he shouldn't give in order to take. He shouldn't have in mind I'm giving to take. Yes. And let's say in marriage, this is very important. Any of you who want to get married, Daniel, you also want to get Daniel. No, I can't have it. If you're too tired, either get here, drink some water, it'll help.
No, thank you.
No, it'll help me keep awake. Even say you should bring yourself some coffee to keep awake. Yeah? And if you're too tired, bring a coffee. Or from the sleep, better go in, more comfortable, sleep in the bed.
I am in
the bed. Seder. No, and you would say shetavil, lachen ani, whoever says shetavid yazolacha, okay? And you would say, ulai, ma sheani umeh, kashe lacha.
בעברית
אתה כן מבין. אז אתה מבין מה שזה, שאדם צריך להיות נוטל על מנת לתת. אדם צריך נותן ולא נוטל. אז זה צריך לבטל רצונו לרצון השם. עמית ולא לאין סוף. כמו שיתפן לבטל רצון חברו. למעלה משורש החסד שהרי אין מורך חברו עליו. לכן אדם צריך להיות מה ועל מידותיו. So a person, it says that a person should always try as much as possible to give to others, to forgo to others, to forgive others. And this is what the sages said, the Chutzat Tamatet, we'll look at the tale before him. Shesholim l'adam v'din himlachte et kolecha shachrit v'avet. Himlachte et chavarecha alecha b'nachat ruach. It says in this famous sefer that a person is asked in the heavenly judgment, did you make your creator as your king morning and evening? And did you also make your fellow man as a king with your kind spirit? In other words, you always show respect to another person and always give in to another person. Let's say you've got a friend or fellow man who wants to take away an honor from you, should say, fine, you take the honor, I'll do without it. Because it goes together. Otherwise, a person accepts Hashem's chesed non-stop, but for that he should make Hashem his king and follow him. How do you follow him? What's the sign? You follow the chesed and having kind of Hashem in your dealings with your fellow man. This is the close connection between religion and social morality. Because if people, true religion, I mean, today you have such perversions that are unbelievable. You have people who go and murder, and prepare to murder, and go on talking about it all the time, and doing it as well, in the name of Hashem. Well, Hashem is the source of loving kindness. Doesn't murder innocent people. But what's going on? The world. The world is suffering from a lack of true emun in Hashem, or distortion of understanding Hashem, and at the same time, a removal of all moral restraints. Habashik, Shikor Echadhu, Hamram Echadiru Alav, Lomi Mor Elevenachat Ruach. It goes, the relationship goes both ways. A person who treats his fellow man in a way that he respects, this religion, they don't even need such expressions. The Chumash says all the time, a fellow human being created the image of God. Therefore, for example, I'll tell you, everyone knows the statement of Rabbi Akiva, Mahabta Leacha Kamocha, the Klal Gadol Batorah. Mahabta Leacha, the Klal Gadol Batorah. You know, yeah? How's it go? Sheli Shiloh, Mishloch Shiloh.
Sheli
Shiloh, Mishloch Shiloh. Okay, how does the evil go? Do you understand? The children, they sing a song to it. What is mine is yours, and what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
How does the Nigun go? We have to reyacho. To love your fellow man like yourself is the greatest principle in the Torah. Yeah? That you understand. Translate to French. What do you mean,
yeah. Have to
reyacho?
Daniel is not his Akasha, he said not the greatest, but he says one of the greatest principles in the Torah.
The Akiva says it's the greatest.
The Akiva says it's the plus grand.
The Aklal Achi Gadol Batorah, Behavta Reha Kamocha. That's what he says in the Akiva. Amalu Ben Zoma lived at the same time. He told him, "Ze Sefer Toldot Adam, Bitmut Elokim Asa Oto, Ze Klal Yoter Gadol." So Ben Zoma said that says in the Chumash that this is the book of the development of human beings. And what the book teaches us that man is created in the image of Hashem, image of God. That's a greater principle. Why is that a greater principle?
Because it includes.
Oh, it's a greater principle. Can you translate it? It's better translated in French.
Benjamin, il a dit que non, il y a encore un principe qui est plus grand, ça veut dire c'est le, c'est l'homme qui crée dans l'image de Dieu. C'est plus grand que la...
T'as mis bien, Daniel? T'es mal au bas, tu as fait ça. And you remember so we did Nichnasutaka. So David says it's a greater principle. Why is it a greater principle?
As David said, apparently it's more inclusive. It includes, perhaps. Because Hashem created everybody, so if you respect people, then you're respecting Hashem, who created people.
Well, he gives an example. He says, oh, you should love your fellow men like yourself. Therefore, your criteria is, what do I want? Well, you know, I love boxing. Yeah? So that's why I start boxing with him. Because I like it. Therefore, I assume he likes it. Yeah? Some people like having a sharply worded debate. I enjoy talking. Some people that say, what on the lung is on the tongue? What is on the lung, what's of the lung is of the tongue, say in Yiddish. Ma she'ar ha'ri'ah ze bapeh. There's some people, they believe whatever they feel, they'll say it. So therefore, that's how they deal with human beings as well. I feel this. I'm an honest fellow. And I believe in honesty. So, you know, if I don't like a person, I'll say so. Yeah? I'll say, a person wants to be my friend, I'll say, I don't like you. Yeah? And I prefer to say I don't like you, but I don't want to be together with you. Yeah? What is on my lamb, what's in my heart, on my tongue? Tikach lecha kafeh, kaveh l'Hashem. Chazak v'yemis libech kaveh l'Hashem. Ze ozer. Look, Daniel tries hard, but I think he perhaps doesn't go to bed early enough. You look after him a bit, he needs, because I think he wants to learn very much, but it seems he's too tired. You try and help him, you know.
Jet lag?
No, perhaps maybe his roommate is disturbed, it could be. Can't sleep enough. It's very important, people should have. We're not having anyone, I want you all to know this. Because the only one, the Pnimiya, but David, if the Pnimiya, anyone, if the roommate disturbed and they can't sleep, they've got to report it. Because it's very important. You can't be, if you're disturbed in your sleep, you can't learn in bed. See? In the morning as well, I don't sleep enough, so I have to drink a lot. I even sleep in the afternoon. Because I can't, you know, some people need more sleep. Very important for learning. Yeah. So like this, but what I'm saying, this has a lot to do with this. In life, if you're gonna say what's good for me is good for somebody else, it's not true. Yeah. No, it's not. I have to, kamocha, really Rabbi Kiva means, put yourself in his shoes.
Emphasize.
But it's very difficult. Very difficult for a person to put himself in somebody else's shoes. But there's people you don't even know. If you don't know them, you can't know what goes on in their minds and where they've come from. Therefore, Haftarecha Kamocha is not as strong as what Ben Zoma says, that every person is created in the image of Hashem. That's much stronger. Why? Hashem means the one who's called das chesed, and therefore you have to treat your fellow man. He's like Hashem, and therefore just like I don't go and say to Hashem, I feel different. You said in the Torah this, that, and the other. You said in the Torah you must separate milk from meat, so I mustn't eat certain things. Well, I enjoy. I follow you because I believe that you. This is true what you say in the Torah. But I don't find it easy, because I prefer to have proper milky food together with the meat. Yeah, I like to have milky ice cream together with a steak. You know, my favorite food. Meat and milk together. You say I mustn't do it. So I'm giving it up. So you've got to recognize, this is what it's mentioned here, together these two things. Make Hashem your king, and make your fellow man your king. Because your fellow man is also, it's created the image of Hashem. And that it says in last week's Pasha, even when there's a law, you've got to hang a person up, but it's a kikillat elohim kilokim talui. But still, the body of the human being expresses, in a certain way, the spiritual power of Hashem. Even the body. So Allah is therefore, in the name of Hashem, you can't have him hanging. You've got to take him down.
Can't leave him overnight.
Can't leave him overnight. That's also why we don't try even not to leave a body without a soul overnight. We try to make, here in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they try to make Levayas the day when the person died. Even all the family haven't gathered together yet. Why? Because even the body of the human being, which is created by Hashem, it gives us a concept of the divine. But when does it give it to us? When the body is filled with life. But no longer filled with life, don't leave it like that. But also we say, the example brought is, Sefer Torah is something very holy. And the ark in which the Sefer Torah is kept is also holy, for the holiness. So The human body is the ark in which the inner cradle is kept. So respected. Therefore we respect our fellow man who were created in the image of Hashem. That's the prohibition of murder, which comes in the which is the one parallel, the Shteluchot. Maha Makbil, the Lord Tirzach, Baserat Adigua. Luach Echad, and Abam Amakam. Luach Sheni, and Lachabiro. Ma Makbil Lord Tirzach. What is the parallel to thou shalt not murder? What is it?
The second of the ten,
Ben Adam Lachavrot Lord Tirzach, and the first Baserat is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When I look, if you look in here, let's look, you'll find it in Parshat Yitro, you'll find the Aseret that he brought. This is here on page Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is verse 21 of Aleph. And Lo Tirzach is Pasuk Lamed Beis. This Tanakh is good, as I said, because it follows Jewish tradition, but I would recommend them for the next printing, they should make spaces. They don't make enough spaces. So that's what it says here. That's what it says. Shol Navdam Bedinim Laftet Kurcha Shachar Ba'avit. Morning and night, we do bring our prayers to Hashem, and we bring, may see He's our King, He's Melech HaOlam. But did you also have Laftet Chavercha Lech Benach? You've got to apply to human beings. And carry on now, on the Kabel. Malchut Toyit Barach, now the second paragraph of Kuf, Samach Tet. Hamakabel Malchut Toyit Barach Mitzad HaChesed. Someone who accepts the kingdom of Hashem because he recognizes Hashem is the source of loving kindness. And let me explain, this is the mid of Avraham Avinu. So, there's a question, it answers the following kasha. People ask a big question, Avraham. Avraham Avinu, he brought many people to believe in Hashem, including his servant called Eliezer. So Eliezer was a real Gerzedek. Gerzedek at the level of Avraham Avinu. He kept the Noahide code, everything, just like Avraham Avinu did. And he helped Avraham in everything. And Eliezer had a daughter, born and brought up in the home of Avraham Avinu. And that daughter was a very saintly person. She kept the Noahide code in every way. She believed in Hashem, she prayed to Hashem, and she participated also in all the chesed activity going on in the house. And now Sarah died, and Yitzchak did not yet have a wife. So what does Avraham do? He takes Eliezer, who is his trusted servant, and he tells him, go far away to Horon. There's members of my family there who unfortunately don't believe in Hashem. Don't believe in Hashem. And they also don't keep the Noahide code so much. But go there and get a wife from that family. It was related to me. Yeah. Maybe a second cousin, whatever. See if you can find a nice wife for Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak didn't want to leave Eretz Israel. Yitzchak was the one who spent a lot of time in praying to Hashem, apart from other things. He did many other things, but that was his strength. So it's always better. Also, Yitzchak was the type of person who didn't easily see faults in other people. It's difficult. Which we see afterwards. He couldn't see the faults in Esau. So he was the one who was so much a servant of Hashem is blind to other people's faults. As some people are today, I know great tzaddikim rabbis also, I knew them. So, the question is, why didn't Avraham Avinu choose the daughter of Eliezer? It's much better. She's brought up in his house. She believed in everything. And it was over there what they believe in. And in fact, what happened? You tell them what happened. Makara. The longest parsha of the Chumash, one whole parsha, has to do with this episode. So what did he do? When Eliezer got to Choron, which is Mesopotamia, a long way from Eretz Yisrael. We came to Iraq, yes, Iraq. So there, that's where Lavan and Bethuel were living there. And so Bethuel had a daughter, a young girl, what did she do, this young girl? The Baal of Chesed, what did she do?
She also fed his horses in addition to giving him.
There were so many acts in her behavior of helping these strangers who came, and even the animals, and she worked hard, non-stop, to make them, to welcome them to the home. Enormous chesed she did. She became, who was she? What was her name?
Rivka.
And Rivka became, Makara le Rivka, no Daniel? Makara le Rivka, Rivka? Imenu? You can say in French.
Il a flamme mais à sous.
Ken, as
it's a virgin.
So she became the wife of Yitzchak. So the question is, why did Avraham Avinu choose her? Why not choose Eliezer's daughter? In fact, if you read the parasha through all the way, that's why I had to make a shvua. Why? Lama. David Lama.
Trusted people.
Ich must be rimitzel. Ich upacha. Why did he choose Rivka and not the daughter of
Eliezer? Because it is Savita.
Why? I don't know if originally she even believed in Hashem.
So it's from his family. He was from his family.
Why? Because by his family of idolaters.
Yeah.
But Eliezer's daughter wasn't.
But they had this midah, which was very important. He was looking for this very important midah, which was still in his family, even they were adulterers.
So, because of the power of chesed, because chesed, if a person is really about chesed, then it's easy for him to become a believer in Hashem. If a person is not about chesed, then his belief in Hashem must be very weak. And Avraham wanted the midah of chesed to continue. And I'll give you an example. It's the same thing happens here. We've had in yeshiva some students who came from Hashomer Tzir Kibbutzim, or some also from Russia, and they were atheists. Complete atheists. They never did the education with the name of Hashem mentioned. Atheists. But they were Bali Chesed. But they loved doing good things to other people. So, therefore, it was very easy to explain to them the reality of Hashem, and then they became real thorough, not just believers, but they trusted Hashem, they understood who Hashem was. Much more than many who've been reared in Torah, but inwardly they had a weak emunah, because they did not follow chesed. So therefore, chesed brings a person to recognize Hashem as the master of chesed. I said, it says by Avraham Avinu, Katuv, the man should say, "Anab, the lechet b'derech Hashem, l'chot takal mishpat." The derech of Hashem is to do charity and justice. So, if somebody believes in charity and justice, ultimately he will meet Hashem, because that's the derech of Hashem. The part of Hashem is chesed. So a person does chesed to meet Hashem. And what it says here, look at this line in that Rav brings here, from Reish L'Chochma. Ha-mamlech ha-beichu ha-lav lo mimora ela b'nachat ruach. Let me treat this fellow person that you can do chesed him, who yagia la-hamlech gam oto yitbarach mishor. He'll also reach the level to really make Hashem the king of his life. V'amekabel malchuto yitbarach mitzad ha-chesed. Look, I'll tell you what to do. All right, David, you go and read, please. Ha-mekabel. Ha-mekabel. You've got there the second paragraph on page Kuf Samachtet.
Ah, in the...
Al-Tesla, yes.
The paper sheet.
Ha-mekabel malchuto.
Second paragraph.
Amakabel Malkuto Akum Samach Tet.
Akum Samach Tet. Tet, I understood Tet.
Tet.
Amakabel Malkuto. What is this?
Yot? That's it.
Huh? Yot Tet, Tach. What is the next?
Yit Barach.
Ah, Yit Barach. Mitzad, Pachesed.
He who accepts his kingship on account of loving kindness.
Shem mitchesed im kono. Whatever tzono mitpeneo tzon kono.
He nullifies his own will in front of the will of his creator.
Yoche midah v'midah. Shehu nase ke'ein ba'olam. Ba'olam.
Then he merits measure for measure. Hashem gives him the measure of the, what the man gives him. Shun Aser. Who wants to continue? Shun Aser. It becomes Ke'en Ba'alim Ba'olam. You want to read it simple?
Yeah.
He becomes like a master in the world. He becomes a master in the world.
The love Ne'amar, the
Kodesh Baruch Hu
goes there, no?
The Baruch Hu decrees. But tzaddik mevatel.
Yeah, mevatel. Okay.
It says in the Gemara that the Hakadosh makes decrees, but the saint can nullify them. Uh-huh. Ukeen and similar.
Hanemar al
choni hamagel.
Hamagel shata mitchata.
Mitchate.
Mitchate. Lifnei hamakom.
Similar to what it says. Now, who was choni who made circles? You've heard of him?
The
great saint called Choni, who made a circle. He was known by his title was Choni, who makes circles around him.
Circles around him?
Yes.
So he wouldn't rain. He made a circle so he wouldn't come and see rain. And he rained.
What? When there was big drought and no rain, yeah. Oh, everybody in the country was praying for rain. It didn't come. So Choni, he stood in prayer and he drew a circle on the ground around him. And he said to Hashem, Hashem, I'm not going out of this circle until you bring rain to your people, to this land. So it started raining. You know, it happened a few years ago, there was a big drought in Eretz Yisrael. And they made the Rabbon decided that made special tefillahs a certain day in the winter should be said by everybody because it was getting very serious, all the crops being destroyed, and then rain fell. Hashem listened to tefillahs, there's nobody that, since Choni HaMa'agel was able to do this. He drew a circle around himself and said, I'm going to daven to you and stay in this circle. I'm not going out of it. And people have to bring me food here, until you bring down the rain. So then Hashem brought it.
I think it's an even more kindness.
And it says about him that, Ata mitchatei, lifnei makom, that you go and plead in front of Hashem, even in a rather mischievous manner. Yeah, because it's not את דרך ארץ. הוא עושה לך רצונך, and he goes and fulfills your will, כבן, like a son שמתחתה לאביו, הוא עושה לו רצונו, like also a son who wants something very much from his father. He's very obstinate, he's wanting something from his father, so he'll be a little bit mischievous. Yeah. A son can all... Let's say a father says, you know, I'm not... You don't deserve to have your meal today, but you didn't get up for tefillah. Therefore, I'm not giving you, not allowing to eat. Because you've got to learn to get up in the morning. You want to get up. Therefore, today you'll get no drink and so on, but not give you the nice food that you have for, generally have for breakfast. You're not going to get it. You want a nice breakfast, you've got to get up for tefillah. So the son pleads and pleads to his father, says, I'll become better. Please let me have it. It's very difficult for me without the nice breakfast I have every morning. And the son might even say to his father, you know, if you don't give it to me, then I'll just stay at home. I'm not going to go to school, to the cheder. I'm not going. And he pleads and pleads. And then the father gives in and says, okay, I let you off this time, but not next time. So that's Ben Shumit Chateh Al Aviv. Choni HaMa'agel did that as well. He said, I'm not leaving this circle until you bring the rain to Am Yisrael. V'chein, you want to carry on with David. Now we're in the middle of this paragraph. V'chein shani l'pik ha'avod, batel rutsona mipnei rutsono. Je batel rutson achrim mipnei rutsonecha. Because it's a deep saying in Pik Avot. Nullify your will in front of the will of Hashem, that He will nullify the will of others in front of your will. If you want others to listen to you, then the way to do it is make sure that your own egoistic ideas you should nullify in front of the will of Hashem. Okay, let me stop there. If you can either keep these or give them back to me. I paid for the pages.